Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nope. Nope. No. The answer's no.
I ordered lunch from everybody. It's coming from Springfield.
Just want to let you know. It's
Kenny,
no.
Kenny, you'll enjoy this sandwich.
We are. Okay. All right. If you want me to explain any of that last night, you got the wrong show.
We'll find out how much Kenny loves sandwiches. 248.
All right. That's sufficient. All right, let's. Here, we'll go from one inexplicable thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
Your Detroit Tigers. It's totally inexplicable. But we promised you if they were three games out, okay, we'll take it serious. So I want to know, because I said yesterday, Rico, I have a full presentation. I mean, I've got some data. It's just I can't make sense of the data. But which of these two numbers is more real? The numbers are 3 and 9.8.
Okay.
3 or 9.8 as it relates to the Detroit Baseball Tigers. 3 is the games behind the Minnesota Twins you are. 9.8 is your percentage chance of actually making the playoffs according to FanGraphs. So a lot of math behind that deal.
Right.
But which of those numbers is more real? Now, mind you, since August 1st, this is the most stunning part. This is this would be the drop equivalent of they're eating the pets. The Tigers pitching since August 1st, no Jack Flaherty, no Reese Olson. It is Tarek Skubal, extra rest,
right,
Montero, and a collection of nobodies. The Tigers rank first in baseball in ERA with a 2.85 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
First in baseball with a 1.06 whip. Second, allowing a 2.11 batting average. And second with a 3.46 FIP. So, again, inexplicable.
And FIP is?
It's the expected ERA that you would have versus the standard. So just it just kind of gives
who
you,
don't know.
Yeah, fielding independent pitching. It just kind of gives you an expected number, all things being equal. I just pulled the best stats for their pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They have people. I talked when Dan Dickerson was here doing Inside Tiger Town. This is like a week ago. And I was joking with him, but he was being sincere about it. He goes, no, you don't understand. He goes, I asked, who are these guys? And they're like, don't bother looking. They're guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the pitching's incredible. Look, Colt Keith over the last 11, 12 games, can't hit nothing. Torkelson is back to being awful.
Yep.
Chase Young. Awful. Parker Meadows has been very good. But I
doesn't matter, Mike, when you can get Greg Maddux to come out of retirement and pitch for you last night.
A 96 pitch, complete game shutout in 2024 by checks notes, Kader Montero.
Yeah.
Who?
Check that off your bingo card.
So I want to know which number's more real. Is it the three games behind with 17 to play, or is it the sobering mathematics of FanGraphs saying, look, you got a chance, but it's a less than 10% chance of pulling this off?
The more real number, it's 3. Here's why. Because you're watching it happen in front of you. And it's inexplicable. You don't understand it. But, Mike, we're out in Vegas, and it's just like sitting at the blackjack table, and you're on a roll. And you know eventually Vegas will win. But until they do, you got the hot hands. That's the Tigers. Everything is happening for them. 3 games out is obtainable. 3 games out, especially when you finished the year with the White Sox. If you could cut into that and get it to 2 or 1, you still have a chance. Now, I know, realistically speaking, the 9.5, that's where we should be leaning. But when this team is as hot as it is, you believe. You just start, it's like buying your Powerball ticket. You start dreaming the things that you're going to buy. You know chances are you won't win, but until you hear the numbers, you're a multimillionaire. And until this team is officially eliminated, I got to roll with the 3 because they're doing it in an unorthodox way. You thought this team was just going to go ahead and throw in the towel, and instead they got better since the trade deadline. I'm going with the 3.
David, which number is more real, 3 or 9.8? Rico went with the emotional side of it, which isn't wrong. It's what we want to be more real. We want playoff baseball. We want White Sox and Tigers going on simultaneously with a Lions game and downtown to be lit up. But what is more real?
Yeah, my emotion is leaning towards 3, but 9.8 is the real number, man.
9.8. So you're the deflator.
I am the deflator today because I want to believe, and I have watched the games last night. Okay, they're doing what they're doing. I'm paying attention to the Twins. I need to see what's going on in the other game. So emotion-wise, I'm there, but then I keep going back to the 9.8.
You know, chances are you're not going to make it, but it's funny because I don't know what it was like at the end of for the Wings, but it kind of reminds me of the Wings last year, how they finished the season, how it came down to the final game, and then they got eliminated before their game was done. Reminds me of the Lions a couple years ago where, man, they got a puncher's chance, and then they got eliminated, but man, it's a hell of a ride. It's what we've asked for this team to do. Unfortunately, you didn't get a chance to see it this summer because Bally's was gone, so most of you didn't watch this team. And you kind of forgot about them, and now they've gotten good, but it's football season, and your focus is on football, whether it's the Lions, Michigan, Michigan State. But yeah, 3 games out, you're right. It's emotional, Mike. I'm going to ride the wave. Doesn't make sense, but sometimes when you got the hot hand, you just ride it until the wheels fall off.
Kenny, which number is more real? Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
3 or 9.8.
So I'm with David in the sense that I feel the hope bubbling inside me, and I'm just trying
you don't
to
want to be hurt.
I'm just trying to push it down. Mike, you'll relate to this at some point in your young life. It's like when you had too much to drink when you're out at the bar, and you're like, you won't be sick. Look in the mirror. We're gonna push it down. You're fine. That's Focus. What I feel like with this hope bubbling up inside of me. The real number is the 9.8 because that's just math. We take emotions out of it. It's just math. It's data. It's numbers.
Yeah, 17 games to go, 3 games out. I mean, look, the thing I can figure out the most of is, like, look at the Twins. Even after winning last night, they're 6-15 in their last 21 games. That's really how this has happened. If you take a Tigers team that was 9 games out and you just played 500 ball, you gain how many games? Are the Twins going to finish the season car crashing in the last 17 games? I don't know. But when you do the math on this, in 17 games and you look at where you're at 74 and 71, you're probably going to have to go minimum 12-5. I mean, I'm trying to spitball here. It's just asking the fans. Because here's the other thing. I'm not mad at the fans at all. I don't expect them to be at the ballpark.
No.
This team wasted your summer. It's a good thing we didn't need Matt Chapman, by the way. Who would need Matt Chapman three games out of the wild card? Oh, wait, if you had him, you wouldn't be. I digress.
Well, since you're bringing that up, Mike, let's hope it doesn't come down to one game when I remember you were in extra innings and Javi had the base running error.
Oh, that's right.
But no, it's I think the magic number for them is they got to win 13 games. And then you give yourself a puncher's chance of stumbling into that spot. It makes no sense. But so you know what? Sometimes life doesn't make sense. You just go with it.
No, I understand. But I wanted to start the show with this because I clearly it's football season. But I had this conversation with Costa. Because as a radio host, you feel like, all right, am I programming the show the right way with what the people want to talk about? I could bring up anything Lions today. It'd be full lines. You know what tickets are going for the last six home games of the year here in Detroit? An average of $4. $4 on the secondary market are your cheapest tickets. $4.
Wow.
To see the Tigers play the Rays and the White Sox in a pennant chase. $4. Did you see the crowd last night? Place was empty. And I'm not mad at the fans.
No.
Because this is the byproduct of a couple of things. A team that does not have any stars. They don't play an entertaining brand of baseball. Analytics aren't entertaining for people.
No, they're
not. Bullpen games are effective. They're not entertaining. And here's the thing. You wasted people's summer.
Right there. They couldn't watch you. And let's be real. A lot of Tigers fans are just waiting for the bottom to fall out because like Kenny and David, and like even you, I believe with the 9.8, you realize you're not going to make the playoffs. So why invest in it? There isn't even a 10% chance that you can. That's a 90% chance that this thing will be over soon. So it's not worth your time.
You need, look, what it will take is this. Clearly, Tigers are going to have to play good baseball. Duh.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got to win 13 games.
I mean, the Twins are sitting at 77. They've got 17 games left. I mean, you would need them to go, call it 8-9, 7-10. They'd have to play under 500 ball. It's probably, ideally, if you're going to pull this off, what, a race to 85? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Because, again, the Twins have the tiebreaker.
Right.
So it's kind of like you're four games out. But correct. And now here's the.
Because they eliminated the one game 163.
And this is the other thing that it irks me a little. And I don't want to make it a huge deal, but I actually really enjoyed listening to Jim and John. And John brought this up to his credit. The idea of why are we not manipulating Skubal's starts so that we can have Skubal against the tougher opponents versus what we deem to be free squares, such as. The Rockies, who are morbid, and the White Sox. Look, I understood they were being careful with Skubal. There's no issue there. And I'm not pounding the desk screaming we should call Jackson Jobe up. I wouldn't have been against it on a monitored pitch count and limited engagement. But the team, this is where I will stick up for fans not going or not paying attention because at no point has the team done anything that says they're trying.
No. Mike, when they said, we're going to reduce the amount of starts for Skubal, they were waving the beige flag. I'm not going to say they were waving the white flag. It was beiges. It was there. We're not quitting on the season, but if we happen to win, well, guess what? They happen to start winning. But you're right. At this point, maybe put him back into the rotation a little bit more to try to steal some games. But yeah, you don't have to pitch him against the Rockies.
Well, it's the example of why pitch him against the Rocks, get him out there against the Orioles. Why pitch him against the White Sox? Get him out there against the Rays. There are ways to, and again, I'm not yelling about any of this.
Right.
I told you, if they got the three games, we were going to treat it seriously. I am treating it serious. But I think the math is hard to overcome. Now, look, the math will change greatly if the Twins continue to careen off the rails. Then math takes a back seat. I can play a realistic clip of baseball. But I'd like to know from fans, what's more real? Three games out or a 9.8% chance to make it. 248-539-9797. It truly is witchcraft what the Tigers have pulled off. You can't really explain it. The people that are supposed to be driving the bus are playing horrible. And the people that probably should upend this thing are pitching like Greg Maddux, collectively. It's remarkable.
A complete game under 100 pitches.
I'm saying in totality.
Right. No, I'm just talking about last night.
Who the hell is Pete Sammons? Yeah. Who are these people?
248-539-97.
They got fettered.
Chris Fetter deserves $100 million a year.
Surprised he's not a manager somewhere.
Unbelievable. 97-1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.